July is National Hot Dog Month. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Eric Mittenthal with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says at an average of 150 calories and high protein levels, hot dogs are a healthy choice. And how you cook them just depends.
It depends on who you are, where you're from, what your experience is. I tend to be a grilling guy. I like to throw it on a grill. Some people like to fry it up on a stovetop or whatever. And then some people like a boiled hot dog.
The variety of hot dogs keeps going up.
In particular, we see varieties kind of based on chicken, turkey, beef, pork mixtures. We definitely have seen cheese stuffed is a very popular one. Jalapeno stuffed has become very popular, and then of course the jalapeno cheese stuffed as well. And so there's different varieties coming out all the time. It's kind of hard to keep up with the number of different formulations that they've come out with.
There's growing popularity in regional hot dog concoctions.
I mean, you see out west, the Sonoran dog has really become very popular, and that's a bacon wrapped hot dog topped with beans and mayo as well. And Seattle, they've got a hot dog topped with cream cheese, and different hot dog joints in these areas pop up, really focusing on the regional variety of hot dogs, and those become very popular in their own right in their different areas.
I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.